Hey everybody, welcome to The Blind Spot. I'm your host, Jason Pulaski, with my guest, my buddy Matt. I'm back again, still with a hernia, which sucks. My advice is do not get one. This is like episode 10 or 11. I'm starting to lose count, which pleases me a great deal. The thing I want to talk about at the beginning of the show today is that my buddy Matt has been a Reddit karma whore and has taken... took a picture of my first seeing eye dog, who's dead now, and put it on Reddit, on the Dogs with Jobs subreddit. And now it has 1,200 votes.
1,393 upvotes. I am banking that juicy karma.
And I'm so pissed because I could have used this, say, to promote my podcast, The Blind Spot, or something. I could have used this for something, and now it's just there. And
you just don't have a marketing mind. You know, you
didn't market anything.
You might as well just accept it, you know? You know, you could always post a picture of Holiday. She's also dead. That's the second scene.
Hey, why don't you get on that? Why don't you just
I'm thinking about it.
You know, hey, this is my other seeing. Why don't you just pretend to be blind, you know? This is my other seeing eye dog. I got my vision back after that, though.
I think you're just jealous you didn't think of it first.
I mean, I don't
I think that's what's really going on here.
I've never gotten 1,200 upvotes on anything. I have 1,400 upvotes on anything I posted.
Yeah, I think that's the whole problem, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little butthurt over here. Little hernia man's a little butthurt.
Well, see, yeah, I guess a hernia hurts and my ass hurts, too. Yeah.
By the way, we've been calling him Uncle Hernie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I said hernia man is what I'd prefer to be known as, you know? Yeah. Uncle Hernie is a little beneath my dignity.
Well... Too bad you can't control what other people call you.
Oh, you really can't. It's too bad you can't control
certain
other things, too.
Yeah. Like people posting pictures of your seeing eye dog on Reddit?
Yeah, like that. Like that. Or, you know.
Or your cousin yelling at you?
Or that, you know. Or some other people doing some other things.
Or someone yelling at you?
Or somebody, you know, beating
other people
up. About
you ruining the sugar dispenser
for
the coffee?
Yeah. Don't worry. What you all don't understand is that I try to crank down all those dials. I'm like, they're just yelling. They're just a lot of noise. It's going to be a lot of noise, and then it'll be over.
Lots of noise.
You just close your eyes and think of England and get through it, you know?
Have you talked about the State of the Union yet?
Oh, no.
Really?
I haven't, yeah.
Well, you better dive into that.
Well, I mean, he showed everybody he wasn't dying. Biden, I don't know. But then it's like, so Biden gave a pretty good State of the Union, except some weird moments where he was like, mumbling and like off track and like I don't know. I started yelling about Snickers shrinking and stuff.
Shrinkflation, baby.
Right, but he did a good job. Like probably good job.
He did.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful of shrinkflation. Mm-hmm. You don't want that.
Well, I thought he was talking about his balls or something.
Yeah.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah.
It's not a joke, folks. It's not a joke.
But my favorite part of the State of the Union is when it's when he sees Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
And does like a surprised, she had a goofy outfit on.
Right, so
she had like a red, like, suit jacket on with a bunch of buttons on it. Obviously, like, border control.
And stuff,
Border Patrol, like, a bunch of other buttons. And then he's just, like, doing his thing, like, saying hi to people as he walks in.
Yeah.
And she of course, is trying to trigger him and make him upset.
Right.
And his rebuttal of that is just being super humorous and being
right.
Like so surprised that she's there in the outfit she's
right.
in.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was also holding a button. I never got to see what
it
the
says.
Button.
It says Lake and Riley. It's the It's the woman killed by an illegal.
Okay.
Right.
So he actually took the button, which I think was meant to upset him. That's what she thought she was going to do.
Right.
So he takes the button and brings it up to the podium.
Right.
With him.
I thought it would have been ballsy.
And then at one point, it's holding the button.
Yeah.
I still couldn't see it. So the button was washed out white.
Right.
And because the way the camera was, I couldn't read the button.
If you look
time.
It up now, you'll see that it says Lake and Riley, who's this nursing student that got killed by an illegal immigrant a couple months ago. And so, like, now that an illegal immigrant has killed somebody, they're like, fucking illegal immigrants, you know. Like,
yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, they should just close it, though. I don't understand why the answer here is not to just close the fucking border.
Yeah.
It's a political win. It's
You're
like...
You're not going to be able to put your cup there, dude.
Why not? Oh, it's just not the right size. Yeah,
right
okay.
Size.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It really bothers me that they won't just close it.
Yeah.
Like, he should close it. He should get the...
Like an executive order to close it?
I don't know how much you can do. I suppose you could just be like, this is an emergency. He could declare a state of emergency.
Yeah, that's true.
And close it.
I mean, the thousands of migrants coming in every week is just mind-boggling.
The average is like 290,000, 300,000, 280,000 a month. Yeah. Jesus. And it's like, then we go, hey, like, you're not going to get any asylum for 5 years. So you can just hang here until we decide.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
But like, the thing I don't understand is like, what are they doing in those 5 years? Like,
they're chilling.
Are their kids going to school?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, are they getting? Like,
yes. Sometimes there's a work
food
permit.
Stamps?
Like, I don't know about.
Like, are they on state free health care?
Yes,
like most
probably
people?
On state. Like California state probably gives. You can look this up. I would like it if you would. Like some states probably give illegal immigrants state benefits, but no,
yeah.
Probably no federal benefits. But like. I mean, they get to use our emergency rooms. Like, their kids go to our schools, though. You know, you're not, like, having 200,000 kids just, like, running around the city because they're illegal immigrants. So, you know.
Yeah.
It ends up being this huge burden on all our resources. Like, I mean, you know, like, so in New York right now, they're using 1 billion hotels as shelters for these people. And the
right.
state is paying the hotel owners, you know,
yeah.
standard rates.
Right.
It's wild. It's insane. Like, and so... But it's that times a million. It's like in all these cities and all these states. And like the turnaround time, it's like they just said to you, hey, listen, come back to this courthouse in 4.5 years and we'll have a deportation
right.
hearing for you. And you might just be like, hey, if I go back, they're going to deport me.
Right.
So I'm not going.
Right.
Maybe you'll go back, but maybe you won't. And so it's like,
right.
fuck that. I'm not interested in any of that. Like, I just don't see how that benefits us that much. If we need
yeah.
poor people, they're going to be there. I just don't understand.
The other thing that's a little... That's kind of disconcerting is, like, like, they're also going to offset jobs.
I know.
So that's another thing I think about is, like, they're going to offset jobs. So
yeah.
If unemployment is so low, it's like...
It is, which it is.
And it is. It's like all those, like, lower tier
yeah.
non-skilled labor jobs are going to start to get scooped up.
Yeah. Well,
so,
why do you have to pay me minimum... I mean, like, why are you going to pay me minimum wage... And insurance costs to side your house. When you can hire a bunch of people from, like, other places, like, who came over here illegally.
Right.
And who don't work for minimum wage.
Right.
And, like, who, if something bad happens, are not going to complain.
Right.
To, like, side your house. You're going to save half the money. And,
right.
And, like, you know. And so it's stupid. And, like, the thing is, it's like, well, they're not going to come for your job, though.
No, they're not, because I'm skilled.
Right. Like, highly skilled, you know, I
right.
mean, they're not coming for
I mean,
me.
But they could eventually if they did enough
right.
enough work experience, enough training.
Right.
They could do it, but it's like...
But that's what I'm saying.
But
so,
that's like 5 years from
but
now.
But people like
you
are like, oh, it doesn't really matter, you know, just let them all in, they need to work. It's like, yeah, but like, you know, the people competing for those jobs are like, fuck you know, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
And
the other wild thing is you're overloading certain areas with them, too.
Yeah.
So, like, you're overloading New York City
yes.
with them. You're overloading certain
like, Massachusetts,
cities.
Like, sanctuary states and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like,
Hartford,
hey.
Connecticut is a sanctuary city.
And it's like, hey, you know, but if you don't like this, then stop it. All you gotta do is say we're not a sanctuary city anymore. We're
right.
not.
Right.
And then it'll stop. So just do that. Like,
yeah.
And my problem is, like, you know, you're not making a case that it's benefiting the citizens of the United States to have this torrent of people just pouring in. And listen, I'm not demonizing any of these people. If I lived in some shithole, like, I don't know, Guatemala or, like, Venezuela, which is horrible, like, or, like, Nicaragua or Colombia or whatever.
Or Haiti.
I would get my ass out of there and try to sneak in here. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And if they sent me home, I would just try it again.
Yep.
But, like, that's not my problem. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, and the other thing is, like, that bothers me is, like, so look at Haiti, which is, like, Mad Max. Like, Haiti's literally, like, for anyone who doesn't know, like, Haiti's president got assassinated, like, 2 years ago. The Haitians never bothered to, like, make a new government. They just didn't, like, get around to it.
Yeah.
And they've, like, and so in 2 years, they've just had, like, massive gangs, like, wandering around. And just, like, doing whatever they want. And, like, the police force is, like, ineffective and corrupt. So it's, like, standard thing is in Haiti is, like, you know, gangs are, like, busting into the house. Like, all the men in the house have to hide. Because they'll just be killed for fun if
yeah.
they're found. So they, like, hide under the beds and stuff. The women get raped and hopefully aren't killed. And then the gangs leave, you know.
Yeah.
And then the guys come back out of hiding and, like, you know. And it's just been going on like that. And now the gangs have formed like a big gang alliance and are telling the Prime Minister of Haiti, who is in Puerto Rico, don't come back here or we'll kill you. And so now the Prime Minister of Haiti is complaining to the rest of the world, you got to get me back in my country. And nobody's really biting because why would they? And
right.
And like, so Haiti is just a complete shambles. Like, it is literally a failed state.
Yeah.
So like the gangs just broke into the biggest prison in Haiti and let all the criminals out.
Jesus.
4,500 people. The only ones who didn't leave the prison were the ones who killed the president because they would have been lynched.
Oh, okay.
From, you know, because they've caused this problem. So, but like, the thing is, my normal response would be like, okay, Haiti's just gone insaner than usual. Like, we have plenty of money. We should take in refugees from Haiti. Like, I'm cool with that. Except that I don't want to do it right now because we're just taking anybody who shows up here now. So it's like, I don't want us to go out of our way to fucking recruit more illegal, like more refugees. We're already taking 300,000 people a month.
Right.
Like, fuck you, you know? If you want me taking some Haitian refugees, like, which I'd rather do, you know, like, it's a miserable place to be.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, then close the border so that I know that when we open it to take in 90,000 people, that's what we're actually taking. And not just everybody who fucking walks here. It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I know some people feel the other way on this, and I just, it's just weird to me. Because it costs us so much money.
Right.
I guess I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know?
I guess.
Which is like a hell of a place to be.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I would have been yelling at Joe Biden too, like, close the fucking border! Hey! Good job, though, otherwise.
I'm like, what?
What?
What did you say?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I couldn't hear you.
He was doing, but he was doing good, though, like, the whole time.
Yeah, but the speech was great.
Yeah. He was doing good the whole time.
I think one of the New York Post headlines was, he's alive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very funny.
He's alive.
Oh, that's very funny.
That's a great headline.
I know.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Some people like reading the Post.
Isn't it like fake news?
Sort of. Yeah, I think it's like a tabloid, like sort of like, yeah. I don't know if it's bad as like the National Enquirer, but I think it's like, I don't know, he's alive was the headline, so there, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like, fuck Democrats, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
And then, I was just looking at this graphic that was showing the single payer healthcare system.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the one we have now.
Right.
And it was basically showing like, first of all, the system we have now, it had like a flow chart laid out.
Well, of like where all the money goes
like,
and comes.
Of like how everything goes, where the money goes, and like how the payments get made.
Yeah.
And it's just like a shit storm of a flow chart. Like there's arrows everywhere. There's little icons.
Right.
It's a shit show.
Right.
I wish I could pull it up. I don't know. I lost it. It was in my feed and I didn't save it or anything. But I can just tell you about it. So then like the single payer system is like very simple, very simplified. But the thing that's the crazy part about it, and this is where people just aren't educated enough to know what's going on,
yeah,
is the single-payer system would actually save us money, not cost more money.
Right.
We're talking about out-of-pocket expenses. I mean, if I just went to the pharmacy.
Right.
And even with health insurance and medication that I'm on,
right,
it, which, by the way, and this is what Biden talked about in the State of right. the Union, the pharmaceutical prices in this country compared to other countries are out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
The medication is $1,500 a month.
Jesus Christ.
Don't put that there. Put
it is that what you have to pay out of pocket?
Yeah, if you don't have like state insurance, which is no money.
Right.
Like they pay for everything.
Right, right.
Or if you have health insurance like I do, I have Aetna now.
Right.
And not only that, I have Aetna and it's still $252 a month. That's $3,000 a year right out of my
Yeah,
mind.
Right.
Now, also, I've been to go pick that medication up in the past.
Yeah.
And there, sometimes the insurance plans I've been on in the past
right.
are like this. They say, all right, once your deductible gets met,
right.
which say it's $3,000, right?
Yeah.
Once your deductible gets met, then you start having a copay on it, on your medication.
Right.
So when I show up, they're like, are you aware of the copay? And I'm like, what is it? And they're like, well, it's actually, Jesus. It's not a copay. It's just $1,500 out of your pocket. Imagine showing up to a pharmacy two out of 3 months and them saying, well, it's going to be $1,500. And you don't have enough money in your bank account, so you just put it on a credit card.
I just can't, like, that's, you know, because you just wouldn't be, you just
2 months later, you're $3,000 in debt.
Because, you just wouldn't be honest.
You can't, well, that's...
Right.
That's what I'm about to do. So I have an appointment on Friday. I'm saying, get me off of this medication.
I need to be on something. Need it. Right.
I cannot spend even $252 every month. Well, I can't even spend that. Forget the $1,500, even though I've had to do that in the past. I cannot even spend the $252 every month.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild. $252 is like...
Car payment.
Cost your food, all your food. Cost to all your food, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it was just you on your own.
Yeah.
$250, sure, you can eat on $250. Like,
you can eat way less than that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but you're not crazy, you know? So, $250 for a food budget? Yeah, like, or like I don't know. I mean...
But it's bananas. Like, and the worst part of all is every other country has different prices. Like, that's what boggles my mind is, like...
The thing that's crazy,
I don't know how we can get so screwed with the prices. Everybody else is fine.
What bothers me, well, the reason that we do it is because we won't negotiate.
Pardon me.
Like, we don't allow our government to directly negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
And say to them, like, we're only paying, you know, like, we're only letting people pay, you know, up to $85 for, I don't know, prednisone, which is like a blood pressure med.
Right.
So, like, the thing is, like, the French will just say, like, you know, you can't legally sell this here for more than $80 a pill.
Yeah.
And then the fucking company will be like, well, you know, we made it for $20 a pill, so we'll just, like, eat that. I mean, you know, we're still going to make the money we can make.
Yeah.
But then they're like, well, it's lucky, though, because we can go back to the U.S. and fucking charge them through the nose.
Right.
And that, like, supplements our research budgets and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, it really should be the other way around, you know. Because most of these companies are, like, our companies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If anyone's doing this, it should be us. The rest of the world should have to go fucking eat it. And it's wild that it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's like, so we just won't let Medicare do things that other countries get to do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know there's a little more to it, because I don't know how it works with, like, Aetna negotiating with the drug companies or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, it's still pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And, like, I don't want to, like, so the one, I mean, some people are like, let's just make all the insurance companies illegal. So, like, Aetna's illegal. Like, that's not a business you can be in. We're just going to replace it with a single-payer healthcare system.
Yeah.
I'd rather keep all the insurance companies, legal, and then just have the government offer an insurance option to everybody.
Right.
And, like, set it to be, like, no-frills, low-cost, but, like, you're not paying $252 a month for any pill, you know.
Yeah, I think the problem with that is it's only going to work if a lot of people use it. That's the major issue with health insurance.
I think people would. I think people would be like, if it was competitive with, you know, like if it was competitive with the insurance out there now, like price-wise, you know? Because look, like Medicare is already like a public government option.
Yeah.
So like, I have hernia surgery tomorrow. I don't know what the fuck I have no idea what it's going to cost. You know? No one told me what it was going to cost. Like,
they won't either.
Right.
They won't tell you. You'll get a bill.
Right.
That's the problem with that.
So, like, the last time I had this done, I had a hernia a couple years ago. They said to me, like, hey, your insurance won't cover $1,200 of this. But, like, if you call this phone number and register for state insurance by, you know, February, state insurance will cover it. The whole thing. Because I had no money.
Yeah.
And, of course, I didn't do that and just dodged the bill.
Yeah.
But.
They're probably still sending bills.
They probably are. I wonder if they're still sending them to Hamden.
Yeah, probably.
Just to hope there's fucking people choke on it all.
But you know what? You're fine. You got a credit card, so.
But it's I know, but it's crazy. So it's like a weird thing where it's like I'm pretty poor. Like if you graph it out by the whole country.
Yeah.
Like the income I make is low.
Yeah.
It's probably right on the poverty line.
Yeah.
And it's like better for me to be me than it is for me to be you.
Yeah.
Because like you make more money, so all of a sudden now you can't be on poor people insurance.
Correct.
And you can't get poor people like I don't know what other programs you were getting.
Yeah.
But, like, you know how it is when you're broke. There's all this shit.
Yep.
And, like, all of a sudden, all that's gone. And now all the little bit of money you do have is eaten by, like, freaking, like, you know, medication Y or whatever it is that you're trying to do.
Yep. I mean, that's what happened to my family and I when we started making just enough money to not get, like, free child care.
Right.
It's like, all of a sudden, it's like you now don't have any money at all.
I know.
Because all of it goes to childcare or whatever else, so...
And, like, we talk about this all the time, but it bothers me. Like, the incentive should be shaped, like, the other way.
Yeah.
So, like, I know what the disability benefits I'm on, you know. A show is called The Blind Spot because I can't see. I usually mention that, but I don't think I had yet. Like, because of the disability benefits I'm on, like, if I start working and the money starts to matter, like, it's real money, then, like, the benefits don't, like, disappear. They slowly go away as I slowly earn more money.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if I'm making $1,000 a week or whatever, the benefits don't, like, go away immediately. Because yeah. Then you would be like, oh, fuck, I'm making less money now and I have a job. Yeah. Or whatever, like, only slightly more money or whatever it is, you know? But, like, you make $1,000 a week, your benefits drop by, like, $600 or something.
Right.
And then, like, you make, you know, like, more and they drop more until they're just gone. But that makes so much more sense than, like, being like, we're going to pull the rug out from under you now that you're making $30,000.
That's what they do.
Because it doesn't incentivize you to work. I'm sure some people are like, fuck this, I'm going to get rid of my job and just go back to fucking sitting.
Right. That's what happens.
Why wouldn't I? You know, I have cancer, or I have, like, you know, deep vein thrombosis or whatever, and I can't afford any of the shit I need now because I Medicare was covering that nut.
Yeah.
And, like, I have 3 kids. They're all under 12. And, like, No more food stamps and, like, no more nothing.
Yep.
And, like, now I'm going to go back to that. But, like, so you've encouraged, now you're encouraging people to use welfare.
Correct.
Which is exactly what you don't want, because that's costing us money.
Correct.
You know.
Now, speaking of costing us money, how about that defense budget, though?
I like that. I'm good with
that. You like that defense budget?
Yeah, I like the defense budget.
Because I think it's a bit out of hand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's a little bit out of hand.
I mean, you think. I mean, look
at... On top of that, what about the fact that, like... First of all, the defense budget is pretty high, let's be honest.
It's pretty high. It's high.
It's the highest.
Yeah, yeah.
That's number one. Number two, we have a bunch of states which have not legalized marijuana yet.
No, that's insane.
Which we should be federally have already decriminalized.
Biden should have just done that.
It should have already been done. Because there's still states in America where you can get arrested and put in jail.
Can you imagine that? I live in New Hampshire. Hang on, I live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you could get arrested.
Right.
Both of you. I could call the cops on your cousin, she'd be in jail.
I mean,
can you imagine that?
If they pushed it, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, well, you could, you probably, you know, if, yeah, I guess you could. I mean, you probably have to call, you might have to call 2 or 3 times because hopefully the first cop is like, I don't care about this. But if you really made an issue of it, yeah, you'd be like, I know there's weed over there.
Yeah, she'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Like, that's bananas to me. Like,
it is insane. No, I drive around with weed all the time. I mean, not unless I need to, but I'm just saying, like, it's not out of the realm that I'd have weed in my pocket or something.
Right.
And I spent time here in Connecticut where it was decriminalized. So even before I left Connecticut, it was decriminalized. And then it was legalized. And so I had weed all the time. It was not a big deal. I was like, if the worst that's going to happen now is I'll get a ticket for smoking somewhere I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
And then you go back to a state where it's illegal, and you're like, oh, fuck that. I could go to jail if they, like, care. Yep. It's wild.
Literally.
They should make that federally legal. Yeah, 100%.
Every state around them is legalized.
I don't know what you're doing.
Like, it seems what are you doing? And this is supposedly, this is, you know, New Hampshire, so they have live free or die on their license plate.
Yeah, I'm surprised they should have come up
live free or die, and you guys aren't even free.
They should have come up with live hot, live high, or die. Should have been their legalization slip. I don't know. And, like, you know, if I remember right, The governor vetoed it.
Oh, that's too funny.
And, like,
what does the populace say? Do you know the stats?
No, you could look. You got a phone.
Look it up.
I think the polling's probably slightly in favor. I don't know. I, like, you know, I'm not saying you have to like weed, but the thing I don't get is, like, weed is not like crack is.
Right.
Like, no one, but weed is not like a highly addictive drug where you, like, fiend when you don't have it and go steal somebody's, like, copper out of their wall or whatever.
Right, right.
Like, yanking pipes out of walls to go feed your weed habit. Like, I have no problem with anti-drug people. It's a stance that makes sense to me. Like, just, hey, drugs are bad, period. But like, you know, even if you think that, it's like, out of all the drugs I know about, weed is the drug that's going to cause society the least amount of trouble.
They only polled 863 people.
No, that's not that great.
No. I mean, still, they pulled that and they.
So what did they come up with?
71% support.
Is it, what's the source?
A news channel in okay. New Hampshire.
So it's no, it's not. I'm just making sure it's not like Reefer Madness.
No. Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like this is one of my major problems in government is right. What, you're going to get coffee?
Yes.
Can you pause the thing then?
I can't.
Okay.
Well, I can hear you.
I'll just monologue.
Go ahead. See how stressful it is. I'll be right back.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So one of my major problems with
government
in general is that. You can do something that's popular, or the people say it's popular, and then you, as a government official, like, for instance, New Hampshire, vetoed the bill. Vetoed the bill to legalize marijuana when it has overwhelming support. So that's one of the issues that I see. It's the same thing that happened with the time change.
So oh, there you go.
The time change, the same thing happened. A couple months ago, maybe last year, I think it was a senator from Florida. Was it Rubio?
You're going to have to tell me a little more.
Can't remember. One of these senators proposed a bill to get rid of the time change. And it passed in the House. And then what happened to it?
Died
in the Senate. Because they literally can't get their shit together. They didn't even bring it to a vote. That's
right.
How inept these people
great.
Are. Like, they couldn't even bring it to a vote.
You know,
something that has statistical backing that shows negative effects.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about heart issues, mental health issues, heart disease problems.
Right.
Increased risk of stroke. Mm-hmm. Increased risk of heart attacks.
What, when the time change happens?
Yes.
Right.
Increased risks of people getting hit by cars. Like, because the time change happens, so now instead of people walking when it's light out, they're now walking in the dark because the clock is different.
You know.
And it's like, what are we doing? And it's like, again.
Yeah.
Again, there's huge overwhelming support for it. And what do? They cannot get their shit together. Same thing with the border bill.
Mm-hmm.
The border bill. Oh, Trump said, oh no, guys, don't do that.
Yeah, but all these...
And they all fold like $2 suitcases.
I know, because all these people, you know, it's... Okay, here's the thing. Is, you know, if you think you have like half a testicle, and I'm being metaphorical, so I'm talking to the ladies too. If you have like a shred of balls,
right.
You can get into politics and you'll be like Hercules over there.
Literally.
Because all these people are such fucking pussies. It drives me insane.
Literally.
Mr. Trump is going to yell at you. And they're like, ah!
Right.
And then it's like, you dickwad, if you fail, if you don't get reelected, you get to go around and just make money, you know?
Right.
You can, before they don't care about you anymore, you can bank $3 million.
Yeah.
Like, put it in the fucking bank and shut the fuck and then know you did the right thing. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, why can't you operate that way?
Right.
Instead, you're like, I can't do anything. And like,
Mr. Trump says we should not. He wants to campaign on the border.
He'd like to run on illegal immigrants. So maybe, you know, fuck it. We'll get another million of them
in. Forget this bill that we proposed.
Right. Yeah. Like, forget the things that I believe in. Like,
right.
I don't believe in anything except for winning. It's like, you know, it's like, fuck you.
Right. It's like, what? It's like, what?
I mean, like, leadership is doing stuff, you know.
Right.
You're supposed to be a senator, and it's depressing to figure out that, like,
it's
you're such a little bitch that,
right.
like,
it's
I can
despicable.
Just...
It's despicable.
I can push you over with one hand because you have nothing going on.
Right, it's despicable.
It really is.
Is.
It's totally insane. It's like, you know, there are fucking mafia guys that take a 20-year bid and don't snitch because they're not supposed to.
Right.
And, like, frankly, like, you know, the mafia sucks, but, like... Like, that's how our senators should fucking be treating their, like, public duty, and they're not.
Right.
And it's like, you know, do what's hard, you know, Jesus.
Yeah,
go do stuff.
Wild to me.
Like, look at Biden. Biden with his Israel thing is, like, taking a lot of shit.
Yeah. You mean with the fact that he's bringing them aid?
Hey ho, Genocide Joe. No, I mean, like, the way he's helping Israel still.
Yeah.
Like, because he could have like, voted with the UN for ceasefire resolutions and condemned Israel in public, and, like,
yeah,
it wouldn't have changed anything, but all those hippies who are upset that they're dying over there would have felt better, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you know, I know those hippies. I should say that it's too bad what's happening to the civilians of Gaza, you know?
Yep.
On the other hand, maybe don't elect a terrorist government.
But on the other side, you know what's too bad?
What's too bad?
A bunch of Israelis getting killed.
Yeah, oh yeah. That is...
Gang raped.
Yeah.
And then when they talk about the rape, the Palestinians are like, oh no, we don't do that.
It's against Islam.
Our religion. We're not doing that to anybody.
Right.
And then you get reports of these women coming back and
right.
being like, they gang raped a bunch of people.
Well, I mean, the bodies are found naked. Like, they're, you know... It just, of course they, I mean, does anyone not believe, like, who is ready to believe that didn't happen?
I'm sure some people.
But I'm saying, I'll begin with, like, if you have a group of a bunch of men who are a non-real, like, they're not a real army.
Right.
And they are, like, raiding a civilian area where there's, like, women. Right. Like, I assume rape.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Like, I assume rape. It's not because they're Muslim or Hamas. I just assume rape happens. And in this situation, like, the Muslims hate the Jews, you know?
Right, right.
So, like, cure your enemies' women. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, of course you're going to go fucking rape them. That's how it goes when you turn the beast part on, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like... like, if a Mexican cartel invaded, like, Arizona...
yeah.
They would rape our women.
Yeah.
Like, guaranteed. And Hamas is the same shit. Like... yeah.
The cartel is wild. They have, like, major equipment. Like, they have, like, major, real, like, heavy equipment.
Yeah, what do you
mean? Like, their guns, their vests, like, their helmets. Like, they look like a legit military.
I think they are legit. I mean, I think it's an open question if the Mexican government is more powerful than the cartels, and it's probably not even an open question. Like, yeah, if it came to a civil war in Mexico, the cartels would win.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, like, maybe we would close the border.
Yeah.
And then people are saying, like, maybe we should invade Haiti.
What?
And just create a U.S. territory.
Oh, my God.
That's like, I'm good.
I'm good on that.
I'm good on that for now. I'm all right.
Because you'd have to go in and kill everybody.
You would. Yeah.
You'd have to, there would be a lot of fighting. A lot of people would die.
I think it's hilarious they're sending Kenya in there.
Kenya?
Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, okay, okay.
Why Kenya?
Oh, no, no, okay. So Haiti gets fucked up, right? The president gets assassinated by a hit squad that, like, is let in the house. They think the wife might have been part of it. Like, might have colluded. Whatever. The president's killed. So, like, Haiti already sucked. And now I'm not even exaggerating. But, like, Haiti sucked when the president was alive. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
But once he died... like, whatever government there was just stopped functioning mostly.
Yeah.
And so Haiti just became lawless.
Right.
And it, like, more lawless every 6 months.
Yeah.
So, Canada was asked by the U.S. and by Haiti to go in.
Right.
And fix it. And Canada said, no fucking way, no how. We're not doing that.
Right.
So then Kenya stepped up and volunteered.
Interesting.
Yeah, to go in there, they're going to send 1,000 police officers over there.
Police officers?
I think a Kenyan police officer is, like, basically, like, a military sergeant, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Like, they bust heads and shit. They shoot people. You know, I don't think it... So, they're going to send, like, 1,000 military officers from Kenya to Haiti.
Yeah.
With UN funding to go fix Haiti. Like, I'm so interested to see how this goes.
Interesting.
And, like, I
don't... they not speak the language, though?
I don't know. I mean, no, they're, I think it's just like, I don't know.
Don't Kenyans speak Kenyan?
Listen, man, I don't know.
I'm guessing Haiti speaks Spanish.
French Creole, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it would probably speak French Creole. Yeah.
Like, sounds like it's going to be a mess.
Oh, you don't think it's going to be like a textbook operation? Yeah.
No, I do not.
Oh, wow. Yeah, know what?
I can't imagine it'll be a textbook operation.
Hey, let me tell you a secret. I don't think so either. In fact, what I'm picturing is the worst fucking catastrophe like that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
Just like some Mr. Magoo shit of like, we shot the wrong guys and like we blew away a bunch of people and like, you know, somehow we brought like SARS over here. There's
some
a lot of
Mr. Magoo shit.
A lot of rape and like, I don't even know, but I'm picturing disaster. And by the way, now I'm on the air, so if I'm wrong and it goes great, I will apologize. But I just predict fucking absolute chaos and disaster. Like, these guys can't even fucking handle their own country and they're sending people to a different one.
Right, right.
Oh my God.
To fix it.
Right.
Imagine being, like, on the plane to do that job.
Oh.
You know, like, you might die. Like,
what is the briefing?
Right.
Like, we're gonna shoot a bunch of people that look bad.
We're gonna fix their country, though.
Oh.
Because, like,
what?
Do they understand, like, to do that, they're going to need to kill, like, Barbecue Joe? And,
yeah,
like,
yeah, Barbecue Jimmy, yeah, they're going to have to kill that guy. Get it right,
yeah,
you know.
Barbecue Jimmy.
Yeah, holy shit. Like, yeah, they're going to have to. Yeah. I mean, I don't even think I don't even think they can do that.
I don't think so either.
I would put money on the fact that I would back the gangs over the Kenyans.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the Kenyans are just going to be like shooting RPGs into buildings and just like, we think we got him. He was on that block 20 minutes ago, you know? I'm like, God, Jesus.
Wait, you think they'll be able to locate someone? Are you kidding?
Yeah, no. He looked like a gangster. Like what?
So we blew him
we
away.
We blew a block away. He was on it. We got him.
At some point.
We think we're making it better, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, what? But no, you go there. Though. See, here's the problem. It's like, they're going to go there, right? And they're just going to have fun. I feel like they're just going to run around and be like, we're going to loot and rape and kill these gangs. And maybe, like, a bunch of other people.
Uh-huh.
I don't think their human rights standards are going to be too high. And I just see it as being a real disaster. But, I mean, I also look at it like it can't get much worse than now.
Right.
So you might as well try. I mean, and also better you guys than us. I don't want to get involved. I'm fucking good. Like,
yep.
I'm good.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't want anything to do with it.
You don't
want to
send yourself over there?
No. No, I would go. If I could, if I had full command, I'd go.
Yeah.
I would be like the leader. I would be the new Jimmy Barbecue over there.
You'd be the Mr. McGill.
I'd be Jason the Blind. I'd make them call me that.
Jason the Blind.
Yeah, yeah. And I would kill all those gangsters and just, you know, make a pair. And then I would, you know, build an army and invade the Dominican Republic. You know, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'd have a really good time. I would, you know, if I had military backing, shit, I'd go over there in a second. Hell yeah, I'd fix it all. I'd fix it all. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think that's the Kenyans think they're gonna do.
I know, but they're wrong, you know. But so, and then like so, the Kenyans wouldn't sign the thing because nobody from the Haitian government could sign.
Yeah.
So this prime minister left to go sign it for them. That's why he was out of the country.
Yeah.
And then the gangs rose up and invaded the prison and jailbroke those people.
Yeah.
And told him if he came back, they'd kill him. And now he's just hanging out in Puerto Rico.
Interesting.
I'm sure we're paying for that too.
Probably.
Be like, bro, it's been a couple days. You got somewhere to go? You want to ask for asylum here?
Which
he probably will. You got any money? Yeah.
Where's your money at?
I know. I mean, the Canadians wouldn't do it. I think that's funny. And, like, you know it's a black-white thing.
Oh, yeah?
You don't want to talk about that?
No, I'm just saying, oh, yeah? Give me more information on that.
I think there's a lot of people who don't want to see a former colonizing country going into a place that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And partly fucked up because of white people. Like, I don't think people would be happy if France went to Haiti.
Yeah.
To solve that problem. Because, like, France is perceived as why Haiti has problems.
Right.
So I think it's like, hey, like, send an African country. They never colonized Haiti.
Yeah.
So maybe not exactly like a black-white thing, but like a thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, we could do it. Like, you know we could do it.
Yeah.
If we felt like it.
Yeah.
Take like 10,000 guys in a year. We could calm it down. And then, of course, we would leave again, and they would just go back to their ways.
That's how it goes.
And this is the thing. Is like, you know, part of me thinks like, so here's the thing, you know, I have a couple thoughts. So, like, when we left Afghanistan, I was like, good, we're out.
Right.
And then as soon as we left, I was like, oh, but this sucks because, like, the Taliban took over and, like, stopped women's education and, like, made everybody grow beards and, like, whatever else they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
So then I was like, hey, it's too bad we left. We should have stayed there. Because if we'd stayed there, we could have kept nation building those people.
Yeah.
And I felt like I understood how the Brits felt a long time ago, where they had like, they were there for like 100 years, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you can fix these places, it's just a real commitment.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you can't offer that commitment, don't go.
Right. Because
these people are just going to want to go back to doing what they're going to do.
Good job.
Thank you. They're going to want to go back to just whatever. Like, and I'm not trying to be like weird. Like, I don't mean that like each individual person in Haiti is like a primitive, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that the society is not evolved.
Right.
There's not enough societal momentum to keep that from happening over there.
Yeah.
Which is obvious because it keeps happening.
Right.
Like, this isn't even the first time this has happened.
Right. Especially Afghanistan.
I was thinking about Haiti, right. But like, so the problem,
because Russia has occupied Afghanistan before.
Yeah. That didn't help.
No, that didn't help either.
Right. I mean, I think the Brits tried, got their asses kicked. Like,
yep.
We did pretty good, and then we just gave up, and we're like, I don't care anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
which sucks, because it really, it sucks for all the people that died, you know what I mean?
Well, But it sucks for
basically
like...
basically died for no reason, because eventually we just left.
Can you imagine being, like, a woman in a city in Afghanistan, and, like, you got to, like, open your own business, and, like, go to college, and whatever, right. And, like, they legally couldn't beat the shit out of you, and then, like, we leave, and now it's, like, back to fucking bad times, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Like, and that's the problem, you know? That's the problem, is, like... And, like, this is the problem, is, like, I feel like... people want to talk about, like... imperialism and, like, colonization and, like, yeah, there is that. Like, but I also feel like Afghanistan would be better if we ran it. Yeah. Right now, it would be better.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be better if you were a guy and you wanted to marry, like, 6 13-year-olds. No, then it would be worse for you. But right. But for the average person, it would be better.
Yeah.
And, like, don't, you know, and I get really, and I get annoyed because, like, I think there's a lot of stuff where it's like people just want to be like, oh, look at all the harm we always cause. And like, yeah, we cause some harm, you know? But like, I think it's fucked up because we cause a lot of good things to happen too.
Yeah.
And like, I know Afghanistan would have been better if we had stayed.
For sure.
Yeah. But like, I think, you know, we have the same problem our senators have. Is we're just not into doing shit.
Yeah.
We're not into doing anything.
You mean like, the people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think no one, there's no, you know, it's like, I think we're in a funk as people, as a country. We're in like a weird funk where yeah. we don't believe in ourselves, like somehow. We get like performance anxiety. Like, you know, we tried to fucking do something in Iraq and it didn't work out. And we're like, oh no, we lost our mojo now or something happened. Because, like, half of our problems are problems we can solve right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know...
If I had to guess, I'd say it has something to do with the internet.
Yeah. Oh, it's weird.
Because things are only getting more divided, it seems. That's what it seems like. I think it has something to do with how fast we can get information.
And, like, you can get... Maybe it's because you can get the information you want.
And it's the information you want.
So, like, you hate... pardon me. Like, you hate illegal immigration, you know, right. So you Google, like, hey, like, fuck illegal, tell me, or whatever you're Googling, you're getting, like, just the facts to back up your shit.
Yeah, which is a confirmation bias.
Right. But you were already there, so now you're like, hey, look at all this shit. And then, like, the person who loves illegal immigration is, like, looking up, you know, whatever the hell they're looking up to right. back their case up.
Yep.
And then there's no, like, meeting of the minds on it.
No.
And, like, I think it's really hard for people... It shouldn't be hard, but, like, I think it's pretty hard for people to be like, okay, we're going to compromise.
Right.
And, like, I realize you and me still don't agree, and, like, we're not going to convince each other to change our minds.
Right.
We're just going to make a compromise. We're just going to come up with a deal we'll both be willing to vote for.
Right.
So it's like, hey, you know, what would you give up? Okay, like, you don't want to change daylight savings time because you live in fucking North Dakota or whatever. And, like, you farm, or whatever the reason is. Like, okay, we understand that you're not going to change your mind, Senator, like, so-and-so.
Right.
But what do you want in exchange for voting for this anyway?
Yep.
And that's what we're not doing. And, like...
Not compromising.
Because it's hard, you know. And, like, you know, and part of it is because, you know, Trump is just screaming at people, like, don't compromise, you know.
Right.
And the whole right is just yelling, hey, don't compromise. And to be fair, like, the crazy part of the left that, like, that, like, Bernie Sanders part
is
saying that, too. Like, hey, don't compromise with those dirty Republicans, you know?
Yeah.
So now you're left with that. And that's the environment under which people are trying to compromise.
Yeah. They've also changed how the politicians' general schedules. And right. I don't know who's in control of it, but all of their time now is spent on lobbying for the vote. So all of their time is spent on fundraising and lobbying for their next vote. That's about it.
Yeah.
So I've seen their schedules, and they changed them, I think, in the 90s or so.
So what do you mean? They're just running around now?
So before, they used to, like, you know,
build... Oh, be at work. Oh, they're at work. Sorry.
Yeah, well, they used to build, like, bipartisan relationships.
Yeah, they're They're stuck there in Washington. Right.
Yeah, they used to do things. Now it's all about... Their whole schedule is just trying to get the vote again.
Right.
And trying to fundraise money.
Yeah.
That's literally, like, the whole thing.
I mean, you know, if I was in the Senate, I would know every single person that I work with.
Right.
I would call up especially. Harder in the House because it's bigger, but, like, wouldn't you want to be like, hey, like, I want some friends everywhere in this group.
Right, because you're supposed to be building relationships right. so you can get shit done.
And it's, like, especially the people I don't like or the people I want to talk to.
You know what else? They're all about talking shit from a distance now. So it's all about like, oh, I'm going to go on Fox News or CNN and talk shit. And then I'm never going to go and invite that guy out to lunch and have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's
all
horrible.
About like, oh, I'm going to tweet this and yell at them.
Yeah.
And it's never like, oh, I took that guy out to lunch. He's actually an okay guy.
You know, I know. And like, this is, I was
it's
thinking
about. It's
supposed
to be about building relationships, and it's not.
And I was thinking about this when Biden was doing his thing at the State of the Union, where he was like laughing and like, he was like laughing at Republicans, but sort of with them and smiling and like being normal. You know, he was like, oh, yeah. I thought that's what you guys wanted, though. You know, like, and he's like laughing at Marjorie Taylor Greene's outfit. But right. Not even in, like, a mean way. Like, you said that she laughed at his face.
Yeah, she started smiling. And
right, like, so like, she forgot.
And she looked like she was trying to not laugh.
See, like, she forgot that, like, she forgot that she was supposed to be mad at him for a second
correct.
All the time.
Correct.
Because, you know, he's the Antichrist or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he made her laugh, you know. And so he, and so, so, and, like, by the way, don't anyone get it all twisted. She's a piece of shit, okay? Like, but that's not
and
the point.
She's nuts.
But that's not the point, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it would be good if she was like, oh, you know, hey, he's an okay guy. Like,
right.
I have a thing in Georgia. Maybe the president will help me out if I help him out.
Right.
And that's politics, people. Like, that's what it is.
Right.
And, like, I think we're not, like, you know, who wants to pay high drug prices in this country?
No one.
Who is, like, you know, I mean, do you think, like, the people in your life you know who are Trump people are like, I love these high prescription costs.
Right. No.
No.
That's a bipartisan support.
Right. So let's fucking deal with it. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, oh, but the Democrats want to do it differently than we do. And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind, you know.
Yep. Oh, I guess we're stuck again.
I guess we're stuck. Hey, I'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Where are you going?
I got to pee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So if you don't feel like talking, I can chop this out. Or you can do something. I don't know. But you know, like, I think we've lost our way as a country too. Where, like, as soon as somebody proposes something we should do, a bunch of people just come up and say why we can't
right.
and why we shouldn't and, like, how that could go badly. And, like, you know, I just, and it, like, and then I think our inaction just makes everything worse going on around us.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, look at the border problem. Or, like, look at any major problem we have. Like, the healthcare problem. Like, these are not unsolvable problems.
Right.
Like, even if the solutions are complicated, like with healthcare, you know, because if you just make it, if you just nationalize it, you'll ruin 10 companies immediately. The economy will be in a recession because those companies just fell apart. You got to kind of do it a certain way.
Right.
But, like, all of our solutions seem to have answers, and we just seem to not pursue them. It's like, I feel like the reason America is declining is because of us. Of each individual, of individuals in the country just being like, nah, you know, it's fucked up. From the top to the bottom. And I blame the top more than the bottom, because, like, they're on top. They're supposed to be, like, the ones who are doing it first.
Yep.
But I just, it's, like, wild. I don't know. It makes me sad.
Yeah, we just tend to spin our wheels.
That's what I mean. A lot of wheel spin.
And again, with the internet, it makes it easier to spin your wheels and vent a bit. Because you go online and you bitch about something and you feel better about it.
Right, and you didn't do anything, though.
You didn't do anything but bitch about it.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of bitching about it on the internet.
Yes, like, but then, yeah, right.
And not a lot of, oh, I emailed my senator. Oh, I sent a letter.
Like, I've been up on that mountain with a telescope calling ICE on illegals I see crossing the border. Not a lot
right.
of that. A lot of complaining.
Right.
Right.
A lot of complaining.
Right. Right.
Not a lot of action.
Not a lot of action. No, you're right. And it's weird, but, like, because I think about this a lot, too. It's like, and then it's like, the internet's a great tool. Like, talk about a tool that could facilitate action if you wanted it to.
It can.
And it does. You
and
see
it does,
sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Like, with a Kickstarter or, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
GoFundMe page or
just
something.
In a thousand different ways, you know, the internet's facilitated real action in, like, the real world.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to organize, like, oh, I don't know, a book club or, like, a Warhammer group or, like, whatever.
Right.
Like, to meet in person. Or, like, a D&D campaign. You could just go be posting on Reddit and being like, hey, I live in this state, you know.
Right.
Like, in this part of it, I want to make this, like, or whatever. And you could probably do it. So, it's not an impossible thing. But this is how we use our tools.
Yeah.
Like, we use our tools in a bad way.
Yeah.
It's like, you go, hey, like, I made a TikTok about this thing. And it got 80,000 views and 10,000 engagements.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've done something. I'm like, no, you haven't. You know, no. You might have raised
spun your wheels.
You might have raised some awareness, but like, unless you could point to me and say like, "Oh, this is what's happened because of what I did," then you're just spinning your wheels. And I used to be a big Reddit guy. You know yeah. that. And I would like be like, "You're fucking wrong," like all day, and then be like, "Yeah, I fucking got him." And then I'd be like, and I would be like thinking, "Oh, I've proved my point." But like, you know, my lesbian aunts hold signs like for the people on Cape Cod they want to campaign for on election day, like vote Smith, you know?
Right.
And like, that's real action.
Yeah.
And it's so easy not to do that, you know? And I think that's a huge part of our problem.
Yeah.
And it scares me because I believe that the problem is now so bad that the only way to get us out of it is a movement or like an event.
Right. Something big.
Like a person going like, "Hey, stop." Or like, "Hey, we gotta do this." Or like, you know, even like a religious guy being like, "Hey, God wants you to fucking get up and move," or whatever it is, you know?
Right.
Or a bad event that snaps everybody out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, it wasn't even this bad in our parents' generation.
No,
it wasn't. It's pathetic. Like, this is pathetic. It's their generation fucking it up right now, though.
Yeah.
It's like these senators and, like, these 60, 70-year-old people with all the power just not doing anything.
Yep.
Ugh.
For sure.
And then you're going to sit around to all these little communists in Generation Z fucking get power and, like, Gaza.
Yep.
Or whatever. Or, like, you know, you're like the loudest voices shouldn't control the room. But yeah. Nobody else wants to say anything.
No.
Like, well, so...
One thing I wanted to do was email, like, senators, a bunch of senators.
Mm.
I don't know. I couldn't find an updated email list of all their emails.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I just couldn't find it when I went to go look for it.
So I know, like, email your congressman and your senator is easy. I don't know how to get the emails for all the senators.
Me either.
And, like, it sucks. You're going to hit staff. Like, a wall of staff is the first thing you're going to hit.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like...
Because there's no way they're answering their own emails.
No.
There's just no way.
That would involve...
There's got to be, like, one person at least in front of them before they even get an email.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, imagine the spam that they get.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the spam I get is, like,
what do you think
atrocious.
It was senators...
Well, not anymore. It's not because I have email filter, but...
Yep. Shout out to email filter.
Yep. Rep.
Rep. Represent.
Yep.
So, but I mean, like, you know... It's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I find it just too bad.
It's bananas.
And like, because, you know, Trump's people are going to come out, take some fucking action, go vote.
Yeah.
Oof.
I mean, I the thing is, I wouldn't mind if people would send them emails to try and sway their...
They should.
...their things, you know?
They really should. I mean, every time you're pissed...
That'd be the easiest thing you could do is send them an email.
Every time you're mad, you should send your senator an email.
That's what I'm saying. Get engaged in a conversation with your senator.
Right. And not to mention that, but, like, you know what's wild, too, is, like, can you tell me right now, I don't know if you know or not, like, who runs Willington?
No idea.
You know?
I don't know the name. No clue.
Not even, like, the office position or anything?
No, I have no idea.
Right. Like, any clue who runs Glastonbury?
Nope.
Right. No, like, no any clue what the structure of that government is at all?
No.
Right.
No.
Right.